Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, that's angelhealinghouse.com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki Master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. Do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy and balance and peace in their lives. So, like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on this number, 646-716-7566. 6794. Again, that call-in number for that angelic guidance and advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, once again, everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. And can you believe it? Welcome to the last day of September 2014. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening in, whether it's in on the computer, by phone. Perhaps you're listening to my archive shows. There's close to about 150 shows now, all different channel topics to choose from. On the Blog Talk Radio site, just go to the Angel Healing House Radio page, scroll down, and you'll see all those shows going back for almost 3 years. So I just like to say that I have one client in England that looks so forward to these archive shows as she works during the week. She accumulates her ironing and then listens to the show on the weekends while she gets her ironing done. No doubt many of the insights and messages are helping her iron the wrinkles out of her life, but they're also helping to give her insight how to smooth the path of the journey of her life. And no matter where and when you're listening, it's great to have you along. Now, firstly, I'd like to announce, with next week's show falling on my actual birthday, which is October 7th, I am running a contest on that day. Every caller that calls into the show on October 7th goes into a random drawing for one caller to be picked to win either an intuitive counseling session with a Reiki session or an angel reading. So once again, if you are a caller into the radio show next week on my birthday, October 7th, you can go into that random drawing for that free session with me, Claire Candy Hoff. So good luck on that. Now, just a reminder that because of my timer restraints on my radio program of getting to as many callers as possible for these free angel readings, these are only a small taste of my hour-long individualized readings and intuitive counseling sessions. My sessions with clients go into much more extensive depth of looking at one's life from an angel's perspective. In this way, the client gets to view their lives very clearly to see how they're honoring or dishonoring decisions contributed to their current state of physical and emotional well-being. Now, from this perspective, they're able to clearly see the often negative habits and destructive patterns that have had them making their choices from reaction to old hurts and many times old programming that they are not even conscious of, and that these decisions are coming from unresolved anger and sadness, unforgiveness, judgment, or perhaps low self-worth, codependency, or perhaps a need to please others. And if you need some help in seeing your life very clearly and finally letting go of unresolved negativity in order for you to step forward with confidence, clarity, and empowered assurance, I would love to help you. You can book your own intuitive counseling, Reiki life-changing sessions, an angel reading. Perhaps you would like to learn Reiki or learn tarot. And all this can be done in my office locally in Los Angeles, or perhaps you are nationally located or internationally located, and my sessions can be done on over the phone or using Skype on the computer. After the show, you can call me to book your session at Angel Healing House, and that number to call after the show is 831-277-3716. Again, that number for Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, your new life is waiting for you to step forward. Make today that day when you take that all-important first step toward manifesting an absolutely wonderful life into reality. I see that we have several callers holding for that free angel reading. Please do hold on. Your first up is 229. Second one is going to be 250. And the third one is going to be 319 in that order. If you are a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to speak about our topic of the day. And today the Posse of Angels want to speak about the topic entitled Releasing Past Lives to Live Fully in the Present Moment. So let's see what this topic is all about. You know, listeners, I've had many people over the past 11 years come for intuitive counseling and healing sessions that have chosen to live a conscious, awakened life for their health and their well-being. They are very aware of what they put into their bodies. Ever vigilant, they read the ingredients to make sure they are only drinking pure water, eating organic foods, that they're not ingesting artificial coloring, flavor, preservatives, chemicals, and additives. Now, in addition, they are conscious of what they feed their minds by making choices to stay away from negative energies, by not reading newspapers or magazines that are filled with sensationalism and triggers for consumerism. And they carefully make decisions on what to watch on TV. And those things should only contain uplifting and encouraging messages to stimulate their minds. In addition to feeding their bodies and their minds, they are very careful about choosing people in their lives who honor and respect them and make conscious decisions and not spend time around negativity. Many of these people have left jobs that were making them sick and have either started their own business or gone on to do something that was more honorable for them. Many have studied various modalities, attended countless workshops, and aligned themselves with spiritual mentors. They've received spiritual psychology degrees and certifications as practitioners. Now, add to this list that many of these people meditate, they do yoga, they're mindful of going to healing practitioners to get their chakras cleared, their aura rebalanced, and their life force energy increased with Reiki energy healing. With all of these things that people are actively and consciously pursuing in their lives, why would many of them still exhibit emotional or physical unwellness? Well, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that while the physical, mental, and emotional components of who we are vastly important and may hold clues to our issues of unwellness, when all of these fail to reveal an underlying cause to our concerns, we may need to delve even deeper into our past incarnations to see if there is anything that is still energetically causing us pain and that we still need to release for our emotional and physical wellness. Now, this was very much the case with a new client of mine that came to see me recently. She said that she felt like her throat chakra was continually blocked, and she asked for attention and healing to get this sluggish chakra of hers open and moving freely once more. The Posse of Angels immediately gave me the sound of rhythmic sounds of drums, and I asked this client to close her eyes. In a meditative state, I asked her to rise above her life and to see a road, a timeline going back in time, not just in this present incarnation, but to all previous lifetimes. When I asked her to tell me when she wanted to stop, she looked around and found herself all alone in a forest, listening to the wisdom of the trees. We could both easily see that my client was a young woman of 16 years of age and that her dress was made out of animal hide and that she was wearing moccasins. In the distance was a small village where her father, the chief, was remarried to her new mother and the new younger stepbrother, as her own mother had died. being only a girl who was expected to just be subservient and to serve and just do chores. She was not asked for her opinion. She was not honored for her thoughts. Silenced by the crushing burden of her gender, she found solace in the woods as the animals, trees, plants, and flowers listened to what she had to say. It was revealed that in that lifetime, she had contracted to be born a girl into a subservient role to get her to connect with nature, which, as she grew older, brought out her intuitive abilities as a healer and greatly helped the spiritual growth of her tribe members. Now, the Posse of Angels reminds us that we see what we see at first glance is something that is restrictive is often our greatest blessing and opens up doors for us that we would never have considered if we did not write that contrast or hardship into the contract of our life. After we fully took a look at this life as a chief's daughter, we took several deep cleansing breaths as the Posse of Angels wished us to delve deeper into another past life to garner some information on this client's closed throat chakra. Closing her eyes and guiding her back along the path going back to previous incarnations, she chose to stop at a life of form, debilitating restriction and constriction for women. She arrived with her feet on cobblestones, and she looked at her attire, wearing high lace black boots, a long skirt with lace on the bottom, and a buttoned-up high-collar shirt with a very tight bodice. Her heavy winter coat on top, hat and gloves showed the very proper attire of a Victorian lady of substantial means. Marrying above her middle class means into an aristocratic family, she carried the weight and the burden of responsibility of monetarily looking after her parents and her siblings, who were of lower class. She was in a marriage more of convenience than of love, and every day she kept her feelings in check to carry out this role that she was playing. She carried it out in silence, walking the wet, cold, hard cobblestones under the dark rain-filled gray clouds. They mirrored what she felt inside, as all semblance of carefree, playful, fun girl that she used to be was all but forgotten and hidden away, so that she could be seen as a proper Victorian wife, a dutiful mother, and an upstanding member of this upper-class family. The resignation of her role showed on her expressionless face and the silence that she perfected. And while my client was angry with herself that she had chosen yet another lifetime to be silenced, when we looked at this similar life from an angel's perspective, the Posse of Angels explained that she would be able to release the stifling energies associated with those times that were still affecting her throat chakra if she looked at them from a different perspective. You know, women in the late 1800s could not vote. They couldn't own land. And very few women were allowed to earn their money by working. And if they did not marry, they became servants. By choosing to marry a man of means that she did not love, she was able to live a comfortable lifestyle. But not only that, she ensured a comfortable lifestyle for her family's survival. The Posse of Angels actually applauded her and told her that there was no shame in helping oneself or one's family to survive. When she chose to look at it that way, there was a shifting of the contrasting energies and that she had contrasted on her throat. Yet the Posse of Angels was not quite through with revisiting her journey back in time. Taking a few deep cleansing breaths, closing her eyes in a meditative state, the Posse of Angels told her to listen to the gentle lapping of the water against her boat. Then they asked her to feel the velvet bench that she was sitting on in an open vessel, as they told her to hear the crowds that were calling to her along the water. I told her to look down and see what she was wearing. She saw herself dressed in the most exquisite finery a beautiful gown, and tears started to flood down her cheeks as she realized that she was sitting in a gondola in Venice, Italy, and that she was one of the famed courtesans. Escorts to nobility, ambassadors, kings, and emperors, rich, wealthy men of trade, the courtesans, their reputation was so much greater than just prostitutes, for they were the only women who were allowed to access libraries, and they were known for their intellect, their gift of music, art, world politics, along with their beauty. When I asked my client why she was crying, she said she remembered how good it felt to not just be admired for her looks, but to gain recognition for her opinions, her knowledge, her wit, and her intellect. Once again, the Posse of Angels made it very clear that in the 1500s, the only option for women was to be betrothed, only if they had a large dowry to bring to marriage, and if they did not, they could either become nuns or become maidservants or live lives of subservient labor. When I asked my client to feel what it felt like to live back then, she said it felt wonderful to dress in beautiful clothes and be admired, and she heard herself laughing and having fun. And that is exactly what the Posse of Angels wished for her to relive, the sharing of her opinions and thoughts freely without any constriction in her throat chakra of communication, because she believed in herself. And it was often this attitude of belief in oneself that was so intoxicating and powerfully persuasive that was greater than merely just one's physical beauty. As my client embraced the lesson that she learned in this incarnation, her throat chakra relaxed even more and was fully open. She felt lighter and so much more comfortable expressing what she thought and believed in. By going back and reliving these lives, she not only felt free from the past restrictions and constraints of those times, but she gained clarity as to how each life strengthened some aspect of her spiritual growth and helped her become the strong, courageous, empowered woman in this incarnation, in this present incarnation, that was no longer making decisions from a place of mere limitation, and she was able to make honorable choices by communicating exactly who she was and what her desires were. By looking back, she saw that each one of those lives had led her to where she was today. You know, if you would like to experience this remarkable journey back on that timeline to review your past lives to see where they might be stuck energies that may be resurfacing as unresolved issues in your present incarnation, you can call me, Claire Candy Hoff, after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Before we go on, myself and the Posse of Angels, to speak more about releasing our past lives in order for us to fully live in the only moment that we have available, the present moment, which I call the nanosecond of the now, let's take some of your phone calls. Now, once again, everyone, to call into that show for that free angel guidance, you can call the show on 646-716-6794. That first caller, 229, you are on the line with Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for holding. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, yes, ma'am. My name is Melvin. I'm calling out of Georgia.
Hi, Melvin from Georgia. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for taking my call today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And, Melvin, how has life been for you these past couple of months?
It's been a pretty bit of a struggle with me. With me personally, with my health and with my finances, and also with my son, about 3 months ago, he was shot and paralyzed, and he's in a rehabilitation center as we speak, and he's sort of depressed and kind of it's really bad. It's sort of hard for me to talk about it. But with me and my son, I struggle, you know, with my finances and also with a good job. I have a problem with my lower back area. Been having that for about almost 15 years, my lumbar area, and in my neck area as well, and it's stiffness and joints. Yeah, I'm just going through a lot right now with my family, me, my kids, finances. It's a whole lot of stuff going on with me right now.
Okay, the first thing that the Posse of Angels want to remind you, and I want to remind everybody, our back is our foundation. The back is the foundation, and it doesn't matter how much money you have in your bank account. If you think that your security comes from your money, if you think it comes from, if that makes you feel good, if that is your identity, if that's the foundation of your life, then anytime your money dips down, that you will have back problems. I have so many clients coming to me for Reiki sessions to relieve the pain in their backs, and they don't understand that from an emotional point of view, it's that they're giving their power away and they're finding their security in the money. Now, to turn that around, what I do with clients, what I do with clients is I get them to see their life from a higher perspective. And what we do is we go through and we see where emotionally they're allowing themselves to get their identity from anything outside of themselves. I mean, you can have not very much in the bank account and you can feel secure because you know your abundance comes from Our abundance comes from God. It just does. It doesn't come from anything on the earth plane. And the more someone would put their attention on their abundance coming from the earth plane, the more that's limited. If we put our attention, God being our source, then it's always continually filling us up. Okay, so you're not happy with the job you're in now?
No, ma'am. I was working at a mental hospital here in Georgia, and they closed down last December, December 31st. But I'm working in a group home with other mentally ill clients. It's just a part-time job for me. And I'm about 8 classes away from getting my college degree in middle grade education because I'm a football coach here in Georgia, but I'm not coaching at this time, and seem like it's hard for me to move forward in that area. I have a lot of love and compassion for young kids to be able to help them along the way on and off the football field, but it seems like my struggles are within just trying to just live. I mean, just trying to be able to just pay my rent and on time and pay my utilities on time and just enjoy my life.
I'm just going to jump in here. I'm going to say, Melvin, it is imperative for you to change your energies inside. Okay. I want you to put your emphasis on your gratitude and your appreciation for what you have and don't put your focus on what you don't have. The more you can change your energies inside. See, if we feel abundant inside and we are grateful and appreciative for exactly what we have, then the intentions and the desires that we have, we will be given more. But if we constantly say to the universe that we don't have enough, that we are lacking, that we live in scarcity, then because of the laws of attraction, like attracts like, the laws of cause and effect, this is quantum physics, it's all about energy, that if you are in scarcity and lack, the universe must bring you more scarcity and lack. Open yourself up by each day saying, thank you for my blessings. You can enumerate, thank you that I have a roof over my head. Thank you that I have clean air to breathe. Thank you that I have beautiful fresh water to drink. Most of the world does not have water to drink. They don't have clean, accessible, clean water. So the more that you can put your emphasis on your gratitude and appreciation, you will build up the energies inside of you to be positive, to be optimistic, to be, open to receive, to be so grateful, and it will change your reality on the outside. Now, before I pull some cards for you, Melvin, they want you to do an okay, first of all, they're asking, what is your dream job?
Coaching football is my dream job.
You don't have to rationalize it. You don't have to justify it. All you have to say is, I want you to sit down for at least 10 to 15 minutes every day. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to say, thank you, God, for my extraordinary job as a football coach. I get to be paid a really good sum of money, to do what I love doing. And then you go on, I love coaching and mentoring the boys, and I get a great deal of fruition from it. Feel what that feels like. I get to work at great schools. I get to live out my dream. And you visualize yourself already doing that in the present moment. The more that you can feel it, see it, sense it, build those energies around it, and keep saying, thank you for my extraordinary job as a football coach, you will see it when you believe it. If you don't put any energy into this, it will always just be a dream, and it will not be a reality for you. Now, don't you put any emphasis on how this is going to come to you, because God works in magic and miracles and synchronicities. Don't you put any emphasis on when this is going to come to you. But the more that you can keep putting your emphasis on your gratitude and appreciation and thanking God for this extraordinary job as a football coach, you keep yourself in the present moment, that your life is full, you always have exactly what you need, and all your needs are met. Stay in the present moment, and you watch for the signs in which God will make this a reality for you. Now I'm going to the cards, and then I'm going to pull three cards for you and see what comes out.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. Oh, woohoo! Okay, the Eight of Wands comes in. The Eight of Wands is... it's a great deal of activity. It's an opening that's going to happen for you. It's sudden and immediate results because of the energies that you are putting into what you want, what you wish and desire, and not what you don't want. I bet now that we're having this conversation, you can look back at most of your life and see you've put your focus and attention on things that you didn't have, on regrets. On regret, on resentment, on anger, on sadness, on judgment for God, what God has sent you, instead of putting your emphasis on how blessed you are every day, including in that, is thank you, God, for saving my son.
Mm.
He could have very easily perished. Put your emphasis not only... This is not only for you, Melvin, but this is also for all the listeners, and it's also a reminder for me to put your emphasis on your blessing. So that Eight of Wands is an opening. It's an opening coming for you, but you have to put the energy of that gratitude into it. Next is, and the opportunity is going to come to you by doing this to improve your plans, but you have to have the right plans. You have to tell the universe, God and the angels, what it is that you want and what it is that you would love, thank you for, in order for them to fulfill what you've asked them. And the next card that comes out to you is the Seven of Wands, and it's saying, stand up for what you want, what you wish in your life. Have confidence and claim your personal power. Now, do you think you can do all of those things, Melvin?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. I can. Sure.
You will go forth and have the most extraordinary experience if you turn, and your back is going to feel better, too. Your back is going to feel better once you put your gratitude and appreciation into things, once you see how full your life is, and to keep thanking God for this new role as a football coach. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, ma'am, it has, and it has. And I will see, can I give you a call and see, can I set up an appointment to speak with you?
I would love that. And you know what? What we will do is we will look into why you keep going back and the emotional causes that are taking you away from that positive, optimistic, wonderful feeling of being alive. Do you have a pen there to call me after the show?
Yes, ma'am, I do. Uh-huh.
Okay, the number is 831-277-3716.
2773-716. Okay.
And the,
yes,
that area code is 831.
Okay. 277-3716.
Yes, that's it. So I look forward to speaking to you after the show, Melvin, and setting up an appointment.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Speak to you soon.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks.
Bye. Let's go to, and that goes for me as well. Put your gratitude and appreciation, Candy, and everyone listening on exactly what you do have, and you'll be given more. End of story. Okay, let's go to our next caller, 250. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. Where are you calling from?
I'm speaking from Vancouver.
Vancouver. Oh, I've heard it's absolutely beautiful up there. I've been to other parts of Canada, but never have made it to Vancouver yet. So, Marianne, what has your life been like for the last couple of months?
Stressful. I've been dealing with my father, who's had two strokes, and mother, who's has dementia, and been caring for both of them, and also trying to deal with my own. Finding a job and in a relationship. And so I just wanted to ask about what blocks I have in regards to my past lives that may be stopping me now in regards to having right relationship with my twin flame and with work. And I'm also hereditary chief for my tribe. And being called to be part of a new office that was formed, but I have reservations around that, and
mm-hmm.
I don't want to live there. I want to live here in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to find work, and I need to also speak my piece in terms of what's happening up there.
Right. Okay.
So I want to release any blocks.
What's that?
I want to release any blocks that stop me from living my purpose.
Okay. The first thing that is coming very clearly, and of course we can look we can look further into this, but just very briefly, they're showing me that you've lived quite a number of lives as a head of a tribe, as a chief, as somebody in authority. And part of this position, there is a great deal of responsibility. a great deal of responsibility that you've taken on. And one of the blocks to having that twin flame relationship is there's a part of you that's saying, well, if I allow myself to give of myself in a relationship, then I will make myself vulnerable. Then I won't be able to do my duties as well, because I will have to compromise, or I'll have to, not have as much time as I can devote to what I need to do. And that's why you find yourself in the position as caregiver to not only your father, but also to your mother as well, because of this huge responsibility that's weighing heavy on you to do the right thing, because you were in those positions of power. Now, while I'm shuffling the cards, it's really imperative that you follow your intuition. I can't stress this enough for you, Marianne. There are a lot of times where you are taken off your course or don't listen to your heart because you think you should be doing something, or you ought to be doing something, or you have to be doing something. You know, either somebody told you, or a family member, or a community, or a group, or something. Anytime you put the word in should, you're disconnected from your heart. And they're saying it's tantamount, especially for you, to follow your intuition. Do you find that you follow your intuition?
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Okay. All right. Well, they're saying that you said you were thinking about moving from Vancouver?
No, I want to stay in Vancouver. They're trying to get me to move back to Burns Lake, which I don't want to do.
No,
my heart's not there.
Okay, absolutely. The Posse of Angels are confirming that. They say for you to be of best service to yourself and to others, stay in Vancouver, because that is where you will manifest the most wonderful connections and opportunities for yourself along your path of service. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as your twin flame goes, are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right.
But I did meet somebody last week and felt real connected to that one.
Okay. This is a soulmate relationship. It might develop into something else. That is, if your free will draws you in that direction. But if you're thinking about going on and meeting a twin flame, I personally drew my twin flame to myself 11 years ago, and it's because of I did it not by searching for him or not by looking for him. I did it by becoming that divine, eternal nature and connecting with that. And so it worked like a beacon to be able to draw a similar energy to myself, that divine complement that is the exact replicate of what is inside of me. So as far as drawing your twin flame, one of the words that they're bringing up is how much time do you allow yourself to have fun? And I know that might seem crazy with looking after your dad with his two strokes and your mom with her dementia. How much time do you have during the week to nourish your soul, Marianne?
Not much time, an hour.
Not much
actually,
time.
Actually, a couple hours.
Okay. Well, do you have any support at all? Is there any help at all?
Yeah, I'm staying with my niece right now, and that's been supportive.
Okay. What you need to do and would be most helpful for you is to maybe eke out, you say you have an hour, maybe eke out another hour. So you have 2 hours every week
put them on the calendar, and then do something fun for yourself. Don't do chores. Don't say, okay, you know, now I have an hour here. I'll go do the laundry, or I'll go sweep the floor, or I'll go. You take yourself out in nature. You know, you can read a book, or you can, or you can take a beautiful walk. Or there's such beautiful areas, as I understand, in Vancouver. But do something fun for yourself, something that nourishes your soul. And this is going to make a huge difference in your life to raising your vibrational frequency and making you feel like you're worthy and deserving of having fun and feeling nurtured. Let's go to the cards. Oh, beautiful card. Nine of Pentacles. This is take time to dream. Even if it's like 5 or 10 minutes every single day, right? Maybe it's when everybody is asleep and the house is quiet. Maybe you can go to your room, close the door, light a candle, and call the angels in, and close your eyes and dream what you would like to have the reality in your life. Because if you don't dream it and you don't feel it, it's not going to become a reality. This is not pipe dream. This is not pipe dream. This is, you know, we were brought up, I'll see it when I believe it. You'll believe it when you see it. But really, it is a question of you will see it when you believe it with your heart. So they want you to start to dream again. They want you to see as having that beautiful relationship with somebody. Just like I've said before on this program, the first thing you must do is you must say thank you. Thank you for my beloved. Thank you for this amazing relationship. And then, and then go on to express the characteristics of what this beautiful relationship is going to be like with you. Where are you going to live? What are you going to do together? And then feel it. Because it's not just by saying that. Those are empty words unless you fill it with the energy of belief inside of yourself. So the first thing that they want you to do, the Posse of Angels want you to do, is to dream. The next one is the Strength card. And the Strength card comes in when allow yourself to forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. And this will release the burden. There's a part of you that has become hardened, and they do want you to forgive. Most of all, not so much everybody else, but to forgive yourself. Oh, and the last card that comes in is the King of Pentacles, and there is your beloved. There he is. He's there, and he's just waiting for you to recognize him, that he is already yours. He just hasn't turned up yet in physical reality. And the reason I think he hasn't turned up in physical reality is you either haven't believed that you are worthy and deserving of such a beautiful love, or you haven't put your focus and attention on visualizing him into physical reality. So I hope that's been helpful for you. The Posse of Angels want to applaud you and tell you that it only takes somebody that has tremendous inner strength to then go on and to look after their parents in their latter years. So they're applauding you and saying how proud they are of you.
Thank you.
So I hope that's been helpful for you, Marianne.
Yes, it has.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sending you lots of love. God bless you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Thank you so much, Marianne. Let's go to our next caller, 224. You are on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's speaking?
This is Daniela.
Hi, Daniela. Where are you calling from?
I am in Chicago.
Chicago. So how is Daniela's life?
It's going good. I have a question, actually. I wanted to ask some guidance, some angel guidance about. I'm having some bad rashes that are breaking on my hands. I want to ask if I can get any guidance about that.
Okay. What is irritating you, Daniela?
There are a lot of things, but, you know, I cannot exactly pinpoint what's exactly causing that.
Okay. It doesn't matter whether it's work. It doesn't matter whether it's relationships. It doesn't matter what it is. You are causing yourself to be irritated. You who are irritating yourself. Because it's not what happens in our reality, because everything that happens in our reality we draw to ourselves for our higher good. Sometimes it teaches us tolerance. Sometimes it teaches us acceptance. Sometimes it teaches us patience, and sometimes it teaches us faith and forgiveness. It's how you react to things. And if there are any rashes, it means that something has gotten under our skin and is causing us to be triggered and to react. So you tell me what is most irritating you.
Well, my question is more of, is there anything that I should do to heal this?
Absolutely. You should. There are no shoulds. First of all, there are no shoulds. But it would be beneficial for you, and we can look further into this in a very detailed session that you would have with me in the Posse of Angels, to look at your life. And to see where in your life there is still unresolved negativity. There's still unresolved anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, defensiveness, not forgiving. Again, with today's show on past lives, it might be something of a past life that is causing you to be triggered. But even if it's in this life, my advice for you, while I'm shuffling the cards, is for you to see everything that appears in your reality for your highest good, because you drew it to yourself to teach you a lesson. And the more you can see things through the eyes of love and kindness and forgiveness and things that are divinely meant to happen, because nothing is a mistake and nothing's right or wrong or good or bad, then your life flows better and the life force energy flows even better within you. So that's what the Posse of Angels have to say in just this bit of a short reading. But as I said, we can go and look more in depth if you choose to have a session. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay, the first card that comes out is the Hierophant card. It's the number 5 card, and the number 5 is about change. Changing, because there are challenges in your life. And this is about going to a spiritual mentor, a spiritual advisor, a spiritual teacher, for you to look at your life from a higher perspective. And I just said that would help you enormously if you booked a session with me, so you can see where there are things from your past that are still unresolved, that are triggering you. The next is, once you do this, and once you can clearly see your life from that higher perspective, you will have triumph. Your life will then be a victory. You will start drawing to yourself wonderful things in your life. And the third is the Ace of Cups, which is a new relationship you're going to have with yourself as a result of going in within and seeing where those emotional triggers are lying. So we're almost out of time. I hope that's been helpful for you. Daniela, if you'd like me to book the session, you can call me on 831-277-3716.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, with the show today being about past lives, I just like to say that each and every one of us has an auric field. This auric field contains so much of our energy, and it's wrapped around our physical body. And when the physical body crosses over and no longer is needed in an incarnation, all the energies and memories of that particular incarnation will remain. Okay, so that's why it's important when clients have asked me how looking at past lives works in a session, I always stress that myself and the posse of angels will provide the atmosphere for the client to first be in a calm, meditative state. It's from this restful state that they rise above their lives and they start to travel back to past incarnations. They choose to stop where they feel guided and to stop and take a look around. You know, for instance, I had a client who came to me because every relationship that she tried to be in, his girlfriend left him because he was controlling and combative and filled with anger. Guiding him gently to revisit one of his previous incarnations, he saw that he had been trained and sworn to be of allegiance to a king in medieval times. You know, he saw bloodshed and slaughter that he participated in. And he saw that he did not have to keep reliving this past life. Reliving this past life saw him acknowledging what he did and finally being able to cathartically let go of sadness within. In reviewing his past life, he was able to put to rest and transform the energies within inside of himself. He opened himself to love, and he experienced new love in his life. So I want to thank everybody who listened in and called in today, and that just about wraps up the show. Thank you to all the callers, the listeners. Remember, next week is the birthday show, and if you call in, you go automatically into a random draw to win a free intuitive counseling, Reiki session, or an angel reading with me, Claire Candy Hoff. And that's either locally or internationally or nationally over phone and Skype. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded Guided Angel Meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you would like to book your own session, you can call 831-277-3716. Or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and, of course, angel blessings to everybody. And I can't wait to speak with you again next week. Bye.